The obvious question that we have to begin with is the kesher, the connection between Parshas Metzora and Achri Mois. Metzora talks about something negative, very negative. Somebody gets tzaras. How does that connect to the beautiful parsha that begins in Parshas Achri Mois, talking about the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Also, we have to understand why the midah connected midah is that somebody who speaks lashon hara gets tzaras. What's the connection? What's the kesher? First, the tzaras came on the house. And Rashi brings down that when the tzaras came on the house and they started knocking the walls of the house down, so Rashi says that what did they find? They found matmonios. They found hidden treasures. And Chazal also say that they found avodah zarah from the goyim, from the people that lived there, the goyim that lived avodah zarah that inhabited Eretz Yisrael before them. So obviously the Mefarshim asks, great, I think the Sfasemis asks, what's the significance of why Dafka through Tzaras you start knocking down the walls and that's how you find Matmonios, treasures or Avodah Zarah that the Goyim left? Why did that have to come Dafka through Tzaras knocking the walls down? We should have found, Rabban Shalom should let us find the Tzaras, the Matmonios and the treasures and the Avodah Zarah of the Goyim without having to get Tzaras and having to knock walls down in order to find it. But the answer to all these questions is that Lashon Hara, a person talks Lashon Hara about somebody else. The emes is that every Yid is in a Shoma, b'chinas alakai neshoma shel nesatavi tohoiri. Inherently, inside the pnimius, every Yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Afilu reshoma melei mitzvos karimoin. So if a person, Reuben sees Shimon doing something wrong, doing an action, doing that's wrong, and he speaks Lashon Hara about him, so basically he was toifes, he grabbed onto something that was done externally, he grabbed onto an external stain, so to speak, that he has, and he spoke Lashon Hara as if, ke'ilu, he's become a bad person. In other words, through saying that the deeds that he's doing, he's speaking Lashon Hara, he's speaking that the person is a bad person, so to speak, for doing the action, and that's the rabbi. Really, it's only an external stain that can be easily washed off, because it's not the etzem yid in itself. A goy, when you see his actions, you see the actual person himself. But a yid, when you see a negative action, is the emesis is that the yid is kulei toiv. And it's outside, it's on the external, that's satam gechapta taiva. And it's the goyishkeit that he picked up from the outside, the bad midas, or the way to speak, or the action that he does, that he picked up from outside external influences. So therefore, when one talks lashon hara about the other, he's actually being toifus on the external part. He's looking only, focusing on the chitzonius, and he's talking lashon hara on the chitzonius, so to speak. But the pnimius of the yid is the Yid is emes, and what's the point of talking Lashon Hara? It's like a shirt that is a beautiful shirt, but it has a small stain. So you speak Lashon Hara about the stain, Harry, the shirt's still a beautiful shirt. You just put it through the washing machine, it comes out clean. A Yid is be'emes adovah Torah al pi emes. So therefore, what's the point of speaking Lashon Hara about an action that he did? If anything, be mochiach him, rebuke him, and bring him to a tshuva where that won't be, that fleck won't be there anymore. So Mela, therefore, since that's what somebody is, that's the pagam in speaking Lashon Hara about somebody, so Mela, therefore, midah keneged midah, the Rabbeinu Shlom saw to it that you get an external fleck, you get a nega. The nega is something which is external. Here the message is, the Torah wants us to realize that even if you saw the Yid doing something, it's not really the Yid itself. It's all the hashpos he picked up from the goyim, and he picked up from the negative environment that's around him. And Mamela, therefore, that's why when a person looks when he gets tzaras, when the house gets tzaras, so he has to start taking off the bricks and peeling off, and eventually he'll find the root. In other words, the root of the problem, according to what we're saying now. The reason why Dafki finds the matmonies or the avodah zarah of the goyim that lived there earlier, the idol worshippers, Dafki through the tzaras is to realize that's part of the tikkun of tzaras. That when you look into the root of something, you want to get into the root of the nega. The house received the nega. You want to get to the root of the nega, take more bricks off and more bricks, and eventually you'll get to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, in other words, the root of the Lashon Hara that you spoke, the root of the bad action that person did, is rooted deeply in what he picked up from the Goyishkeit. It's a Goyish Maisa. but it's not the Yid itself. And that's why this Dafka came through speaking, Dafka came through the ticket of Lashon Hara. The Torah is telling us a lesson over here. When you see something doing something wrong, you have to realize that it's an external thing that he's picked up from a bad Hashpah. When you go to the root of it, when you take off, you start peeling off, and you get to the inside story, then you'll find the Matmonius of the Goy, then you'll find an Avodah Zarah, then you'll find that it's all the Goyish Hashpahs that led the Yid to this. So that is the Bechina of Pashas Metzorah. After Metzorah comes Achrei Mois. Achrei Mois begins the Avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, and that is really what the Avoid of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim is. One of the biggest ploim of the Avoid of the Yom Kippurim was the Soil Hashem and the Soil Azazel, and the Soil Hashem corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, as the Medrash says. The Soil Azazel corresponds to Esav, as the Medrash says. Venosa on the pasuk Venosa Hasoir is called Avoid Nosom. That Esav is called an Ish Soir. And we give out all that, he carries all the Averas of, it's Kol Avi Nosim, it's Kol Avoin Tam, all the Avoinas of Tam, of Yaakovinu, Shenikrashu, that's called an Ishtam. So the whole Avoid of Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel is handing over our Averas, our negativity to Esav. The Chor Esav's got a tiny, it's not fair, we do an Avera, and he gets the Avera. But the answer is, that's the Nekuda that the Mishnah writes in Yuma, that the Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel had to look the same, had to be the same height, had to cost the same money. Externally, they look exactly the same, corresponding to a Yid, that even if a Yid looks exactly the same as the Goy Rachmon on Etzlan, but one has to realize that it's only superficial and it's only external. When you get to the root of something, when you get to the Shoresh of something, so then the Soil Hashem is a korban that belongs in the Kodesh Kodoshim. The blood is sprinkled, and the Soil Azazel, the biggest period between two animals, comes through a Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel. In other words, Yom HaKippurim is Megala, the Kedusha of every Yid. The Yom HaKippurim is Megala. Don't look at the external of the Yid, even if he looks like Esav, he looks like the Goy. When you look at him B'Pnimius, so then the Yid and the Goy are so far apart. One goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh and one goes to the Azazel. So Meila, that's the connection between Metzorah and Parshas Achrei Mois. That the Parshas Achrei Mois, the Yom Kippur, is Megala. That if you look at the Pnimius of the Yid, you'll only see the Toiv. You'll only see where it really belongs. And Meila, all the affairs were only done because he picked everything up from Esav. He picked everything up from the external, from the Yitzharas that were on the outside, and therefore we send the Averas to where they came from, to Esav, to the Ashpos outside. But the Pnimis of the Yid is ready for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Nakuda of the Chelbenah, how we have to look at the Risha Yisrael. That in the Chelbenah of the Ketores is connected the Risha Yisrael. Oh, but we have to be Mekarevim, Chazal say, the Gemara says in Krisis. They have to be Mekarevim, and even though Chelbenah by itself gives a Reach Ra, but nevertheless, when you incorporate him with the rest of Klal Yisrael, so the Yiddish Tefillah is the Chelbenah's part and parcel of it. When it was together with Ketores, when you Mekarev him, you realize that the Basayif, he also gives out a good aroma, a good Reach. And that's why on Yom Kippur, they took the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because Ketores, Yom HaKippurim, is Megala, the